Respect is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Heidi Murkoff, and I'm a mom on a mission to help you know what to expect every step of the way. They arrive in the world equipped with nothing but a birthday suit, definitely the sweetest suit your precious bundle will ever wear. But get ready. Your tiny baby will be way more high maintenance in the next 12 months than he or she was in the last 9. It may take a village to raise a child, but it also takes a whole lot of baby gear and itty-bitty outfits, supplies of every variety, and diapers. Lots and lots of diapers. What's a must-have? Probably not nearly as much as you think. I mean, you can definitely lay out a bundle for your little bundles, layette, and nursery. And you can absolutely ask your friends and family to chip in too. That's what registries are for. But before you get carried away and your credit card gets maxed out, it's a good idea to have some idea of what you really need, what's nice to have, and what you'll probably realistically never use. Not to worry, we've got you. We're tackling everything you need to know about buying for your baby, including what you definitely need and what you definitely don't. I'm here with Emma. Hey, Emma.
Ready to go shopping.
Yeah, you were born ready to go shopping, right?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, if anybody knows about shopping, it's you.
Like, we all have our strong suits.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I hate shopping. This is definitely your episode.
I mean, especially shopping for baby stuff.
Shopping for baby clothes, that could become addictive. And we're going to hopefully make sure it doesn't get addictive.
Yeah, we're going to help you navigate through this.
Now, what about you? When did you start buying stuff for the babies?
Okay. So my first baby, I was nervous. I think eventually I started probably around 7 months, 6, 7 months.
Such self-restraint.
For me, it is. I was just like, I did IVF and I was so nervous about, God forbid, something happening. So I didn't want to like jinx it. I kind of did the same with my second. However, like having two kids, I think you really realize the crap you don't need. Mm-hmm. Everything I wanted the first time, I wanted the best stroller out there. I wanted the best car seat out there. And now the second time I'm like, eh, I feel like Sebi got the second child syndrome because, you know, Lennox had beautiful clothes. And then Sebi was like always in the cheap Amazon clothes. But that was kind of a blessing because Sebi spit up 800 times a day. So he would have ruined all those nice clothes.
So did you. Payback.
It's a bitch. Okay, Mom, let's talk about what your baby actually needs and what you can save some money on. First of all, what do you actually need before the baby is born? And what can or should you wait on until after?
You should definitely buy in baby steps. Try to start with just the newborn needs. I mean, for one thing, you can't leave the hospital without a car seat. You can't go anywhere without a car seat. So that's a must have. A safe sleep space. So a bassinet or a pack and play with a bassinet insert. You need the sheets to go with it. You don't need any other bedding. A changing table, maybe, or you can just use a portable changing station at first, especially if you're short on space. Lots of burp cloths. Spit happens. It happens a lot. Swaddles or sacks for sleep. A wrap or a baby carrier that's comfortable for you. And every mom's different in that department, but you will need one because your arms will get tired as excited as you are about snuggling your baby, and you'll want to wear your baby. And also that less exciting but necessary stuff, the baby grooming supplies like a clipper or scissors for trimming those teensy tiny finger and toenails with, because they can be overgrown by the time a baby's born. I know you're dreading cutting them, but still. Baby wash, shampoo, wipes, more wipes, diaper rash cream, cotton balls, and then the medicine cabinet stash. You won't need very much infant Tylenol, though you won't be able to use it until after age 2 months. A rectal thermometer, a nasal aspirator, aka snot sucker, very important. And also, don't forget supplies for you. You're going to need supplies too. You need nipple cream, breast pads, maxi pads. You're going to need warm and cold packs for your sore breasts. And of course, you're going to need your Frieda Perry bottle. It's going to be way better than the one they give you at the hospital.
That was the best thing that's ever happened to my vagina. God, and you can use it after. It's like a bidet. It's like you're in France when you pee. If I can tell you one thing to get on your registry, get the Frieda Perry bottle. I'm thinking about it right now.
It's a postpartum crowd pleaser. Now, you need newborn clothes and diapers, but here you can definitely easily overbuy. And I'd say we definitely recommend that you don't overbuy, because you never know how big or small your baby is going to be when they're born. But also, they grow super, super fast, and it'll be tempting to doll your baby up. But try to keep it simple, please. Try to keep it simple. You'll understand why after the first diaper blowout, a few spitting up episodes, and during all the midnight changes. Really, all you need are a few t-shirts and onesies, some footed sleepers, a few sleep sacks or nightgowns with elastic bottoms. Easy access to the poop deck is essential. You want to keep in mind that baby arms and legs, and they got the floppy heads. It's really hard to put clothes on them, so you want easy on and easy off, and definitely easy wash. I love the soft cotton. That really feels the best on baby soft skin.
I love bamboo cotton. Kiki Pants makes the softest. Like, I would love to wear it myself.
What about the stuff you're not going to need right away, but you'll need later? I feel like these are things you can register for, but if you don't get them right away, it's actually, I would say it's better to wait until you need them, because then you'll have a better sense of what you will need.
Yeah.
High chairs.
For my second, I didn't register. I just ended up buying one when he was like 6, 7 months old.
And I think that makes sense. You know, even a crib isn't a must-have until your baby outgrows, you know, whatever the safe sleep space is that you have early on, the bassinet. And one thing you will never need, not early, not late, not ever, is bumpers, because they are not considered safe, or blankets for sleep or pillows for sleep. What about feeding supplies? I think with feeding supplies, what you need really depends on how you plan to feed your baby, even though that might change because, Emma, of course, you plan to breastfeed and then you ended up bottle feeding. But even if you're planning to breastfeed and you breastfeed exclusively, you're still going to need bottles and nipples. I mean, even for an occasional bottle of breast milk, just to get your baby used to a bottle, because if you don't do that early on, your baby will never, ever take a bottle.
Like you, me.
Like you and Wyatt never took a bottle. I had to be the human pacifier. And also, speaking of pacifiers, it might take a while for your baby to find the perfect passy. And so I wouldn't stock up on one brand of bottle or one brand of passy, because you never know what your baby's going to end up taking. And then also something else to keep in mind is that breast pumps are covered under the ACA. So a lot of insurance plans, probably not all, but most insurance plans are going to cover a good breast pump. And so you won't have to buy one. There might be a copay, but call your insurance company and see what is covered. And they might also cover other breastfeeding supplies.
You know, it can be the Michelin star passy, but that doesn't mean your kid's going to take it. Your kid might take the dollar store passy. So even though they're cute, doesn't mean your kid's going to be on board.
Exactly.
Okay, so what about the nursery? I think that's everybody's kind of like favorite. They start pinning things on Pinterest, but how necessary is it? Because for me, at least, Sebi didn't go into his room until he was 12 months. That wasn't my husband's idea. That was mine.
So it's funny because everybody stresses so much about getting the nursery ready. But, you know, the truth is your baby isn't going to be moving in there for at least 6 months, maybe up to 12 months. They're supposed to share your room until then. So it's great to have it all set up and Instagram ready, but it's really not necessary. Now, the glider is going to be a great thing to have, but you don't necessarily have to put it in the nursery if you're not using the nursery yet or it's not set up yet. You can keep the glider, which is perfect for breastfeeding or bottle feeding, or just for soothing your baby. You can keep it in a more convenient place where you're going to be more often, like the living room for now. And all those stuffed animals that you would put in your nursery, they're just for decoration.
So what can we borrow and what's safe for hand-me-downs and what definitely needs to be new? Because I used a lot of hand-me-downs from one kid to the second. And actually, I gave my beautiful fancy crib with Lennox to my best friend, and she still uses it for her daughter.
Aww.
So when is sharing is caring good and sharing is caring not so good?
Well, we're here to save as much money as possible because you're going to be doling out a lot of cash.
Babies are expensive.
Babies are expensive, absolutely. I would borrow as many clothes as you possibly can. I would say the same goes for maternity clothes because you're only going to wear them a couple of times. Any and all clothes, they're going to get pooped on. They're going to get spit up on. And the same goes for baby receiving blankets and burp clothes. Even cloth diapers. Listen, if they've lasted, let's recycle them. There are some things that you should not borrow, and that would be things that might have been recalled clearly or might not meet current safety standards, like a car seat. Definitely don't borrow a car seat. If you, maybe you've had babies close together, you might be able to use the same car seat. You want to make sure it's up to safety standards that are most recent because the newest car seats are always the safest ones. Toys also, they might have been recalled or they might not be up to safety snuff. So check that out first. Now, breast pumps are one thing you should definitely not consider borrowing or even buying used because most are designed only for one mom use and not to share. They're totally impossible to sterilize most of them. And even if the tubing and the other parts are bought new, it's not a good idea. So you can rent a hospital grade pump that's properly sterilized, but it's best to buy them new or get them under your insurance plan.
Okay, so there are obviously some must-haves. Strollers, car seats, they're the big purchases. How do moms know they're picking good ones?
You've got to look for safety certification, of course.
Yeah.
So yes. JPMA, CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Do your homework online and look at those online reviews because nobody knows what a mama needs more than another mama. I mean, the What to Expect community is a great source of info, and there are reviews on what to expect for products. And also every year we have the What to Expect awards that only moms get to vote on. So I think that's a great way to find what's worked for other moms. But you also have to factor in because every mom is different. You got to factor in your budget, your circumstances, where you live, how you live, what's important to you. And that might be very different from other moms on your message board. So if you live in the suburbs and you've got sidewalks everywhere and you're going to be using your stroller a lot on sidewalks, that's very different than a stroller for the city. Comfort levels are going to be different depending on your size too. For me, being so short, I need something, you know, down low. You need something that's more high. You also have to take into account your local store aisles. In New York City, the store aisles were so narrow that I couldn't get through them with my double stroller when I had two of you. Or the size of your trunk. How much will your trunk fit? Or even if you have a car, or you're going to be doing public transport, and that means you're going to have to open and close. It's got to be easy to open and close. And season matters, too, for certain items. So a summer baby might need a lightweight baby carrier or wrap, and a winter baby might need something more snuggly.
I also think it's great to look into a travel system where your car seat can attach to the stroller. You can register for like a set, which is like the stroller and the car seat, and they all connect, and it makes it so much easier because if your baby's sleeping, the last thing you want to do is wake a baby and put them in the stroller.
For sure. That's more for the newborn car seats,
yeah,
right? Yeah.
So I'm saying you don't want to get a stroller that doesn't work with your car seat because you're just going to be screwed.
Yeah. And more expensive doesn't always mean better, right?
No. There's so many cheap travel systems and they're amazing reviews. Okay. So what about registering? What is the best time to do that? For me, registering is the best thing on earth.
As for when to register, the ball is really in your court. You can think of it as a work in progress, like a working document that you can keep adding to or subtracting from as you do more homework and get more feedback online or from family and friends. I mean, you can even start it before you announce that you're pregnant. There's a private mode that you can choose, and definitely get registered before the baby shower invites go out, because that way people will know what to buy you. And if you're superstitious, you can just wait until the baby arrives to push send. Or, you know, if you are waiting to find out the sex of the baby and there are certain things that you want to be pink or blue on, then you can wait until you find out.
Okay, but like, do you get one registry? Do you get two registries, three, four registries? Like, what do you think?
That's totally up to you. Some moms like getting the multiple welcome gifts from the multiple registries, so that could be a plus, but it's really not going to be as easy to keep track of. Now, make sure that you register for items in a wide price range, because some friends and family might want to combine their buying power for bigger ticket items, and others are going to want to buy lots of little things, even, you know, breast pads, diapers, and you're going to need it all, so why not?
Sometimes people can't afford to buy something that's more than like $5. So you got to give everyone the option of what they can afford in their price range.
So I'm going to turn the table over to you now, Emma, because you really are the shopping and product guru. Like, this is not my area of expertise. Okay, so we're going to go over some must-haves. What were your favorites, and what have you heard from your mom followers?
Okay, let's do this. On Instagram, mom said, the Nose Frida aspirator, like a million people said this, and I could not agree more.
Exactly, because here's the thing about baby noses. They get stuffy, but there's no way you can blow their nose. So you got to get that snot out one way or another. And the snot sucker, besides the name of it, is so amazing. But any nasal aspirator is important to have.
That should be at the top of your registry.
Totally. It is now.
Okay. A good monitor. I agree. But it also depends. Like if you have a small home or like a studio apartment, you don't need a monitor. But if you have a multi-room house, a monitor is great. And there's different options.
And keep in mind, of course, that if they're sleeping in your room, which they should be for at least the first 6 months, it might not be as essential, but still good to have because you're not going to be sleeping as many hours, hopefully, as your baby is.
Okay. Boppy pillows and Boppy newborn loungers. I had them both and I love them both. If anything, the Boppy lounger is great for taking pictures of your newborn.
That's so true. That's so true. And it's like this snug little cocoon and it's so soft and cozy. But we got to have a safety caveat here because you can never leave your baby unattended. In one of these, they might fall asleep. Don't leave their side in that.
No. All things Frida. I used their nail clippers. I used the Windy. I used the squirt bottle for my postpartum vagina. Everything that Frida makes is amazing. And I think that moms all agree on this.
Totally.
Okay, so humidifier.
So here's the thing about humidifiers. I wouldn't say they are necessary. But if you are going to use a humidifier, the hot mist is not safe. So you use a cool mist, you've got to keep it clean. That's the most important part. So you got to follow those instructions that it comes with.
Manual breast pumps, because even if you get the hospital grade one, it's always nice to kind of do some manual pumping.
Well, the thing about the manual pump is if your breasts are really, really full before you put your baby on the breast so that it's easier for him to get a grasp on it, you can just pump a little first. Or if your baby's always like gulping because there's so much milk coming out at first, just take a little edge off before you put baby on.
Mattress protector for the leaks.
You might also want one for your bed because especially in the early months when your breasts are leaking a lot, you definitely don't want to have to keep changing your mattress out. And also on the topic of mattresses, it's so important to invest in a good mattress for your baby's crib when you get to the crib point because it should be super firm.
Baby swing.
The swing is fine for, you know, maybe 30 minutes at a time, but not for sleep. It's not safe for sleep. And you don't really need it, honestly.
Pack and play. Yes.
Definitely pack and play, especially if it has the insert for the bassinet, because you can put that right next to your bed Mm-hmm. And that way you have easy access to your baby. And also you said that they have changing stations.
They have changing tables on them too.
Multi-purpose. Really, and that way you save a lot of money because maybe you won't end up needing a changing table.
Binky clips. I love Wubbanub passies. They're so cute.
A Wubbanub has a little teeny stuffed animal attached to it, not big enough so that it's a safety risk.
Safety first.
They are super cute and babies love them.
And parents.
And parents. But, you know, the other thing is you want to be able to find the passy quickly. You know, don't buy tons of passies or anything that you're not sure your baby's going to like. Stock up later.
Okay. Swaddles and muslin blankets. I love muslin because we live in California and I'm always scared my kid's getting hot. Swaddles, I only use Velcro because I can't swaddle.
Because they're so lightweight, that makes them safer. But you're not going to need blankets at all for the crib.
No. But they're great to, like, just hold the baby. Especially if you want to protect yourself from spit up. Speaking of which, burp cloths. Everybody said you need burp cloths, which is true. I went through so many with Sebi. He would spit up constantly.
But also bibs, because you think of bibs as something you need just for feeding. But in fact, babies spit up so much, it really helps protect their clothing. You don't have to dress them and undress them if they're wearing a bib and they spit up on their bib.
Very true.
What do you not need? Because we're trying to save mama's money here. What are places that parents typically waste money on?
Okay, so I asked on Instagram, of course. And these are the things that moms were like, don't need it. Thought I needed it. Don't need it. Swaddles with no Velcro. Amen. Because in the middle of the night, the last thing you want to do is try to do like a traditional swaddle.
There are going to be diaper changes in the middle of the night. And that's, again, why you want easy access to that poop deck.
Yes. And hybrids, like the sacks, just don't make me do origami at 2 a.m., you know? Way too many clothes. People say it's not necessary and they grow fast and they get stained and it's just not necessary.
Yeah. One thing that wasn't on the must-haves, but you got to have it, is stain remover.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, because that spit up, if you don't get to it fast, oh boy.
It's forever. Baby shoes for newborns. Adorable, but not necessarily because they're not walking or doing much of anything.
You know, the funny thing is even after they're walking, they're better off walking barefoot. And the other thing is that baby shoes, they kick them off.
Yeah. Okay, bumpers. Obviously not safe.
Not safe.
Diaper Genie. I don't know. I liked the Arm & Hammer one by Munchkin. I thought it was great. Someone said that the Diaper Genie was not something they needed. Maybe they use cloth diapers. I feel like you do need a pail of some sort.
There are going to be a lot of diapers early on. A lot of diapers. And we're talking like 8 poops a day, 10 poops a day if the baby's breastfed. So, yeah.
Okay, so the Mamaroo, you guys, some of you said your babies didn't like it. Lennox loved it. Sebi wasn't that into it. It's like this super expensive swing thing.
You know, it looks really cool. It's cool. Like space-agey looking, and you can do it back and forth, front and back. Some babies just don't like the sensation. It is very pricey. So, I mean, if you want to register for it, but your baby might not love it after all.
Sterilizing kits. I think I may have bought them, but didn't use them because I can also just boil water.
Yeah. And the truth is that only maybe preemies would need their bottles sterilized. If your doctor recommends it, that's one thing, but you can just boil water. But honestly, you can stick them in the dishwasher. For the most part, that's fine.
Pee pods to cover the penis, the PPTPs. I got them as a gift for Lennox and I didn't use them.
So the idea is when you're changing a boy, you always have to consider them armed and dangerous.
Yes.
And so you don't need a PPTP. You can just use a diaper, put it over just to protect you.
Also, that pee is strong. It's going to shoot that little hat off the penis. I'm sorry.
That's true.
Okay, bottle warmers I used religiously. Can also just use hot water and save money.
Babies are not born needing their bottles warmed. And it's just a matter of, like, it becomes a habit. My bottle's got to be warm. My wipes have got to be warm. And in fact, you can do everything at room temperature.
Some people said that they didn't feel the baby breathing monitor owlet was necessary.
I actually totally agree with that because, first of all, there can be lots of false alarms on those things. And it can give you a false sense of security, too. So that actually worries me more is that if you're, like, putting your baby in an unsafe sleep space because you feel, oh, well, I've got the breathing monitor, so I'm going to know if something goes wrong, that's actually really dangerous thing to do. So, you know, unless your doctor recommends it, you know, you have a preemie, there's some reason for your baby's breathing to be monitored, I would say no.
The wrap. I love when moms wrap their babies. I couldn't figure it out. I think that's an item that either you like it or you don't, you know?
Well, I wouldn't wait until the baby's there to, like, give it a whirl. I would practice ahead of time. I mean, of course, it's going to be different when you have a bump than afterwards. But here's the thing that I love about baby wearing is that it's really can help with postpartum mood disorders. Wearing your baby has been proven, in fact, to minimize the symptoms. So if you can baby wear in that situation, your baby's close to you, they cry less, they hear your heartbeat, it's very soothing, and it does release oxytocin so you feel happier. Okay, so Emma, any final tips for nesting moms, especially moms who are worried about budgeting for babies?
Sometimes you got to step away from the Pinterest board because everything is super cute. And, you know, especially as a first-time mom, you want to make everything look perfect and get the best of the best. But then babies are messy and nothing's perfect. And that nursery is going to be like a mess. You're going to be tired and you're going to throw those beautiful swaddles on the floor and there's going to be laundry piled up and there's going to be diapers overflowing. Honestly, like, get what's necessary, you know, and you can always get more. There's no, like, time limit.
And enjoy the baby.
Yes. And also have fun shopping.
For listening. Remember, I'm always here for you. What to expect is always here for you. We're all in this together. For more on what you heard on today's episode, visit whattoexpect.com/podcast. You can also check out What to Expect When You're Expecting, What to Expect the First Year, and the What to Expect app. And we want to hear from you. Connect with us on our community message board or on our social media. You can find me at Heidi Murkoff and Emma at Emma Bing WTE. And of course, at What to Expect. Baby Love is performed by Riley Biederer. What to Expect is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
In my arms, why don't you stay? Need you.